He crossed over to Mytilene, where he succeeded in obtaining vessels from the Lesbians. They fitted out a squadron of 8 triremes and sailed with him to the Hellespont, where they took up their station and proceeded to seize all the vessels which passed out from the Euxine, unless the crews declared themselves ready to obey his orders. While Histius and the Mytileneans were thus employed, Miletus was expecting an attack from a vast armament, which comprised both a fleet and also a land force. The Persian captains had drawn their several detachments together and formed them into a single army, and had resolved to pass over all the other cities, which they regarded as of lesser account, and to march straight on Miletus. Of the naval states, Phoenicia showed the greatest zeal, but the fleet was composed likewise of the Cyprians, who had so lately been brought under, the Cilicians, and also the Egyptians. While the Persians were thus making preparations against Miletus and Ionia, the Ionians, informed of their intent, sent their deputies to the Panionium and held a council upon the posture of their affairs. Hereat it was determined that no land force should be collected to oppose the Persians, but that the Miletians should be left to defend their own walls as they could. At the same time,